Council members Roger Armstrong and Glenn Wright hosted the meeting at an eatery at Quarry Junction. Among the topics, Tom Farkas from the group Citizens Against the Wall again said that UDOT is not meeting its own criteria for constructing their planned 17-foot-high, 3,200-foot-long barrier. The state said it's being done to mitigate noise impacts while they added climbing lane on I-80 from Jeremy up to Parley Summit. Farkas said that of four standards of reasonableness, UDOT is meeting only one, showing that most of their so-called benefited residences will see a noise reduction. However, he said the state shifted its standards to show it was within its cost criteria by combining residential and recreational properties.
There is nothing in UDOT policy, there is nothing in the Utah Administrative Code, and there is nothing in the Code of Federal Regulations that cover this issue that allows for a combined cost factor. We would like to have you ask UDOT to actually verify that their cost numbers meet their criteria. Their cost criteria is distinctly different for a residential area, and it's distinctly different for a recreational area.
The planned wall would span some residences at Jeremy, plus the Jeremy Golf Course. And while UDOT may propose some other options at Wednesday's meeting, Farkas said those other alternatives, a stone wall or berm, don't meet their official criteria either. Councilmember Roger Armstrong said he's heard the citizens' arguments. He brought them up when he and colleague Tim Carson met with the state about 10 days ago.
I beat them up pretty hard, fair enough, over exactly those issues. I asked them to come back and explain each of those points to us. I asked them to verify the cost reasonableness and how it was calculated. I assume we'll hear that tomorrow.
So you haven't seen that yet?
I haven't seen it. Okay. I've asked them to do that calculation and bring it back to us. I told them about your objections to it, and that I think in your last objection it was about $115,000 above the cost that would be reasonable, whatever the price was. That I specifically asked them and their lawyer to explain how the balloting process complied with their policy.
Another complaint was that residences in the nearby Jeremy Point neighborhood were not allowed to vote on the wall. The president of the Jeremy Point HOA, Dan Bass, said all those residents would vote against the plan. He said UDOT has not been responsive to their input.
But UDOT has consistently been listening, but not hearing. They come to their conclusion, and then they go back and they take their facts to support their conclusion. As Tom was pointing out, they say, we're meeting our criteria. And we say, okay, show us where you're meeting it. Give us something. Show us where we're wrong. Not one iota of information or evidence has come back to say, you're wrong.
Bass said the state arrives at its conclusions first, then comes up with justifications.
See, if you're a hammer, everybody else is a nail. UDOT is a hammer. They don't answer to the county. We understand that. They obviously don't answer to the citizens. I'm not sure whether they answer to the governor or not, because we had no response from his office. So, do they just go and decide we want a climbing lane here when nobody wanted it, nobody asked for it, and we don't need it because it's going to bring more truck traffic over here? But they have decided we want a climbing lane. Now we have to put up a wall because we're putting up a climbing lane. So, you know, things really go backwards with UDOT. Here's our conclusion. Now we're going to go out and support it.
Dan Bass from the Jeremy Point Homeowners Association. The noise wall issue comes before council's regular meeting at about 3:30 Wednesday at the Rich and Services Building. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.